Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. See you later, Rusty. Always great to see Rusty Manziel every Thursday.
I like
Thursday
anybody with the name Rusty, too.
It's a good name.
I met a lot of good Rustys.
Never met a bad one.
Never met a bad Rusty.
Anyway, lots to talk about over the next 3 hours ahead of a big-time football weekend. Starts tonight, by the way. Thursday night football right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. An NFC West matchup. Big game for both teams, the Seahawks and the 49ers. Obviously, the Falcons and the Panthers. On Sunday, big college football Saturday. Zach Robinson's going to join us, the Falcons offensive coordinator, at 12:40. We'll talk to him about everything going on with the team and what he's looking forward to on Sunday as well. But good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good, man. Getting ready for this weekend. It's fall is in the air and all that other good stuff. But it's I'm just waiting for the one more pump thing, Andy. I need at least three more 80-degree days.
I think you'll get them.
I need at least three more 80-degree
days. Supposed to be really warm this or nice this weekend. Yeah, low 80s.
Yeah, I need three more, man. I'm just not ready to move the sweatpants into grabbing range yet. And you know, got to keep these short pants on. But, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. Excited to talk to Zach Robinson, like you said. I'm more excited than you to talk to Joe Patrick because, you know, somebody got to be on his side on this show.
Yeah, me and Joe have a long-standing beef.
Yeah, and so, I got to be the peacemaker between that.
I appreciate that.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a don't trick it off Sunday for the Falcons.
That's a really good way to put it.
It is a don't trick it off Sunday for the Falcons.
Yeah, I was thinking about just sort of the, you know, some of the conversations coming out of the wins that they've had this year. And one thing I keep hearing people say, and I think we've said it too, but I've heard a lot of people say is, it just kind of feels a little different, like winning those games in those moments in the clutch, coming up with the big play, maybe the ball bouncing your way a little bit here and there, or the flag not being thrown in your direction here. All the Falcons have missed some calls too, but just some of the early season results have felt a little bit different, a little bit more fortunate. Maybe you're doing better in those moments. Maybe you're executing better in those moments, but good fortune can be a part of it as well. If it really is different, then you'll show up on Sunday and handle your business. Look, no, most teams don't blow teams out in the NFL. Yeah. I'm not saying you're going to show up and beat them by 40, but there's a convincing nature to which a lot of wins can happen. I'm not sure. I'll look it up. But if it is different, then you're going to go out there and you're going to dominate this team that you're better than for four quarters.
Yeah, you're going to take care of your business.
If it isn't different, then you're going to go up there and it's going to look like it's looked at times against this team.
Like this game, and like you were saying, there are not a lot of blowouts in the NFL. You're absolutely correct. But this game shouldn't come down to how the last two games play.
The last five games been a drive they needed to win.
I mean, I have all the confidence in the world that Kirk Cousins, if he has the ball last, they're going to win the football game. But it shouldn't have to come down to that.
They're favored by six.
Okay. It shouldn't have to come down for that. And so I think that, you know, the biggest thing, and we'll talk a lot more about it tomorrow, is it all starts up front on the defensive side. Carolina has to run the ball. Not that they want to. They have to run the ball to be some kind of success on offense.
Right.
That's what they want to do. Chuba Hubbard, he's fifth. I found fifth yesterday. Yeah, fifth in the league in rushing. So that's what they want to do. They want to give him the ball as much as they can. So with that being said, you're going to have to play. You're not going to play as much as the two high that we talk about with Jesse and Justin back there. Somebody's going to have to be in the box. Now, Nate Lamb is back. That's going to help you run deep.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big boy defensive line pad game. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw Roro last week played really, really well. He's going to have to play a lot, but these guys are going to have to, I'm talking about up front, they're going to have to stop the run, especially on first down.
Yeah, no doubt, because, look, that's as competent as Andy Dalton is, and he looks certainly better than Bryce Young, so I think he's maybe looked even better than he is by comparison. He's not going to beat you with his arm. He doesn't have a ton of great weapons over there. They've got some big bodies, but they don't have a ton of great weapons over there. What they want to do to the Falcons is what other teams outside of the Bucs were able to do to the Falcons in the first month of the season, which is control the clock, stay on the field on third down, prolong drives, keep the Falcons' offense off the field, because I know it's one big performance with a couple of other good drives before that. Hopefully coming out of this game and going forward, we can say that the Falcons' offense is a big weapon and maybe even the identity of the team.
Yep.
One big performance, maybe you can't go that far yet, but the Panthers don't have that type of firepower on offense. No. They want to keep that Falcons offense on the sideline as much as they can. And again, we're one game removed from talking about a team that was second worst in the NFL in terms of time of possession. Mm-hmm. So it can happen. It can happen to this team that they could be relegated to the sidelines on offense. and be watching drives sustained by the other team. That, you're right, absolutely right. You got to stop the run. You got to do a good job against those guys. Getting Landman back will be good. Joe Patrick was on with I think he was on with Abe last night, actually, I was listening to, and he said he expects Troy Andersen to play, too.
Okay.
Like the day-to-day part of it, he was Abe said, when will that day be? He said Sunday at 4:25. So, okay. And that's just him speculating off being there and talking to people,
but
you know, that's our insider saying that, so that would be good, too. I thought he said that about Troy Andersen. He didn't? Oh, okay. Oh, I misheard that. Okay. Well, we'll ask him about that. I'm not sure. But we'll ask him about that at 1:20 today, too.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I think that, you know, having your run stuffing, because he is the better of the three linebackers as far as run stuff, because of the fact that he's physical in the box and all those different things. Not saying that Troy and not saying that Caden is not physical, but they're not like him. Like, he just goes in there just, like, I'm going face first in this thing.
Who?
Landman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so to have him back and everything. But, again, this defense is going to have to play. They're going to have to tackle well. They're going to have to run fit. They're going to have the run fits right and everything like that, because that is what you I mean, even if Chip has a good game, they're still not a good football team. But you don't want that one element that they do the best on their offense to dictate, like you said, the clock and all those different things, how many plays you run on offense. And on the other side from Atlanta needs to get the run game going. They need to go ahead and start getting this run game going, getting Bijan and getting Tyler Algier some positive plays, a positive run. These are those type games where get right game. You know, the Falcons need to get their run,
their run game right.
To, you know, just to build on some things and go forward. But, yeah, they're not good.
They're not good.
They're just not a good football team.
And
it's talent, it's culture, it's whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're just not good.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. They haven't been good. They didn't do a ton to address the problems that they had. They lost some good players. I mean, it's not a good organization.
Right.
I think it's probably the worst run organization in the NFL right now, but the Jets are making a pretty strong claim for that title. And we'll get to that in an NFL No Huddle. But the other thing, though, is because we say it because it's true, and it tends to be true for the most part, that most games are close and the NFL teams don't often get blown out. These guys do.
Yeah.
They suck. Can I tell you the results of the losses that they've had this season?
Let me hear it.
Week one, they lost 47-10. That's a 37-point loss. That's a blowout. Week two, they lost 26-3. That's a 23-point loss. That's a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Week four, they did a good, though they won week three somehow. They beat the Raiders.
Yes, because they're the Raiders.
Raiders are terrible.
The, Raiders.
The Bengals beat them 34-24. That's the closest margin of loss that they've had. That's 10 points.
Yes.
Like, we'll take that.
Yes.
And then last week, the Bears beat them 36-10. I mean, 26 points is a blowout
in
the NFL. So most teams don't get blown out.
Right.
This team does. This team does get blown out. So it would be total, because it's something we have not seen yet this year, even in the great wins they've had in a row. Yeah, playing with a lead.
Yeah.
And maybe that would lead to what we're asking for.
Has Atlanta been in a victory outside of before halftime or something?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's get a victory formation.
No, they haven't had a victory. They've had to drive to win.
Yeah, that's what I was. No, I'm talking about except maybe at halftime or something.
Maybe they knelt to go to halftime.
Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, no, that's the crazy thing about this year is all five games have come down to the offense with the ball in their hands with a chance to win. Mm-hmm. They're 3-2. They did it three times. They didn't do it twice. And that's why the record is what it is. This should be a game where you don't have to do that in the fourth quarter. Hopefully it's a game where you go out and get a lead early, and then you can see what it looks like with your pass rush playing with a lead.
Yeah,
maybe that's what leads to a couple of those sacks that we're asking for.
I agree with you right there. And I know Ross said that with the boys yesterday. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, unless you have a generational, bona fide Hall of Fame pass rusher who don't matter, because I said to myself, well, hell, I mean, I've seen Jalen sack, and I've seen Justin Fields sack by a really good pass rusher.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? So you could say play with the lead or whatever. However you build your team, whatever, unless you have one of them dudes. All right? And so, you want to see what it's like to, you know, to maybe do some different things, some different personnel groups if you're the defense and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I would like to see you get a couple sacks.
You know?
I mean, Andy's not unsackable, you know. He's very much a statue. He's not going to run for too many yards. So.
I thought you were talking about me.
No.
I was like, I'm very sackable.
Yeah, Andy's very sackable. We know that. You're not going anywhere.
No.
But Andy Dalton.
Mobility is low.
Andy Dalton is not going anywhere. So if you can find a way to stop that first down and make them, like, you know, third and seven. Because third and seven, a lot of times, you know, that play action is gone. You know, and then all you have is that ability to just go get the quarterback.
Pop a blue chew out, even more sackable.
I knew you were going to do that.
That point.
There you go.
Promo code Andy. Yes, I'm sure everything you just said was awesome. Yeah. I was too busy thinking about my joke.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I saw the wheels turning.
I'm not good at listening when texting or thinking about a joke. That sucks. My bad, man. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Maybe get like a double, make like 10-0.
Yeah.
Touchdown field goal in the first quarter, 10-0.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can...
I don't know how far you got to be ahead of the Panthers for them to just drop back, because they're probably
going to see
after that.
They're going to be like, you know what?
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Let's hand the ball off and get out of here.
Let's beat traffic.
What do you think about a 10-minute running clock in the fourth quarter?
Let's get the hell out of here.
They do that in college sometimes. You guys want to? No? All right. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As far as the pass rush, that's something that we have to improve. But at the same time, we can help ourselves improve with that on offense as well. Let's play with some leads. Let's see what our pass rush is really about. Right now, we got far and few between with the pass rush, but when we do get the opportunity, it just hadn't been good enough. And that's something that we got to bring to the light, and we got to bring to the forefront for our guys. And like, I think that's well known and documented through us. But I think as a team, it's going to be something that we got to be able to do better too as a pass rush.
Yeah, I'm genuinely honest when I ask this question, okay? Because we talk about this a lot here. It's been the same conversation for years, unfortunately, as it relates to the pass rush.
Right.
I've covered other teams in other cities. I don't remember ever really bringing this up. I know it's true. I understand playing with a lead. I understand all that kind of stuff helps. How many other places have you been on teams or whatever where they blame the offense for the pass rush?
This is the only place.
Only place.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the only place.
Like, no, those guys just aren't good at it. Like,
yeah, this is the only place. Because I can go back to the teams that I played on. Now, I played with some great pass rushers, like Jason Taylor.
And I think that's the key.
Jason Taylor was a great pass
when
rusher.
When you have guys like that.
Adewale.
You don't even have to have the conversation.
Was a great pass rusher. Now, we had one of the most stagnant offenses in football. You know,
how'd those guys do?
You know, double digit sacks every
still
year.
Got home, huh?
I played in St. Louis with Leonard Little.
Yeah.
You know, we were at, you know, he was 10 sacks a year game. You know, played with Sean Phillips and them. And we had a explosive offense in San Diego.
Right.
But, you know, Sean Phillips, 13 sacks a game. And you know, and Barnes, you know, 11 sacks a game. Yeah. So, yeah, this is the only place I've ever been. The only team I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Now, no, we cover this team, so we know more about this team.
That's true.
But this is, yeah,
that's
this
true.
Is a.
But it's also the worst pass rush organization in the league in the last 5 years.
Yeah,
there's just no question.
And I'm not saying Judon can't be there, because Judon has been a great passer. He's been a double-digit guy.
And he's been okay this year so far, for sure.
He would have been one last year if he doesn't get hurt. But they ain't had nothing since John.
Right.
I know Vic had the year, but since John.
Ago,
and the thing about it was John, and I'm talking about Abe, he was a consistent, like, year in, year out. He wasn't no blimp. He was a consistent year in, year out guy. They haven't had that.
No. So I mean, it's a very polite way to do it,
right,
where it's like it's everyone's fault.
Right.
Not really. I mean, yeah, but no, it's just those guys aren't good enough at
it.
Like, you got, unfortunately, you got guys that are on the edges that aren't good at getting to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Now again, get a lead this weekend and maybe it'll get better, but yeah, okay, good. I just want to make sure on the same page on that.
With that one, bro.
It was like,
Yeah, okay. We're on the same page with that one.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, hopefully they do better at that. They got 5 sacks in 5 games. That is 32nd in the NFL. How many teams are in the league?
32.
That's right. Yeah. Right there at the bottom. It is what it is. They're 3-2. There's a lot of good things
most
to talk
thing.
About.
Most important thing.
And look, hopefully that'll come with time. If the offense plays the way that it played on Thursday night this Sunday, that probably will help on Sunday against the Panthers, right? Like, if you're able to do that and establish the run a little bit, we'll talk to Zach Robinson, Falcons offensive coordinator, about an hour and 15 minutes from right now, just about kind of what went well on Thursday and what he knows about this group that he didn't know at the beginning of the season, what he wants to add to it and all that. Looking forward to that conversation at 12:40.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that, you know, because new quarterback, new coordinator, new guys that the coordinator and the quarterback have to get used to as far as the skill position players of the Falcons. You got to learn things, people's ins and outs, what they do well, and how do you call the play to get them into a position to do what they do well. And so, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, this offense, this tree or whatever you want to come, I think it's like half of the league is running it, or half of the league is coming from the Shanahan.
Pretty much.
All those guys, this LaFleur type situation. It's like half of the damn league, maybe more.
McVay, Shanahan, tree.
Yeah, maybe more.
Yeah,
you know. But I mean, yeah, it's gonna be interesting because I thought, and you know, I thought, oh, what was it last week? I think Kurt said you know, learning a new offense. And then you're under the assumption, well, he's been in this offense, but it's newer. I think he was more or less saying with the guys. Maybe. I don't know if he meant the terminology. Maybe.
Yeah.
And so that'd be get a chance to ask Zach if we have time to ask that as far as, you know, he's run his offense, but is it different? When you said, when he said different, did he mean the personnel part of it, or did he mean the language and all of those things?
Here's Grady Jarrett from yesterday talking about the quarterback, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week for last week in the NFL. Here's Grady talking about Kirk Cousins.
Not even on this. Everybody involved on the team, when your quarterback is, you know, doing good, feeling good, that make everybody feel better. And you can see it in the way he prepares, man, and just the confidence that he has to trust his guys to make the plays for him. Even some of the throws that he's making, just unhesitant. And he and nobody's going to be a bigger critic than him to himself. I can see that just being with him for a short time. So it's good to see him feeling good about his performance, and that's going to make everybody else around him better, man. So definitely when he got confidence, I mean, it instills more confidence in everybody on the team.
Yeah, I mean – yeah, you want to have that ability. It feels good when you're on the sideline and you have that confidence that this quarterback's going to get it done. And you don't have to come into a press conference and knowing that you know that you had a quarterback that didn't get it done and be like, yeah, man, we got faith in him. Knowing damn well, you're like, man.
Yeah. All right, let me go lie to these people.
All right, oh, Joe Patrick. Yeah, man, I believe that this quarterback, you know, talking about previous quarterback, not Kirk.
He's our guy.
He's our guy,
we
man.
We got his back.
We got his back, and we're going to ride with him and everything like that. And, you know, now you can stand to believe it.
Yeah, you believe
now
it.
Now you can stand to believe
it. He also does feel like a guy that has, like, a bit of an infectious personality. Like, yeah, we were talking about it yesterday.
The one thing
good teammate.
He's a good teammate, but Kirk, like, Kirk got some jerk to him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kirk got some jerk to him, and I've seen
you have
him.
To.
You got to, though. Kirk got some jerk in him. He got fiery. He's a competitor. And all those different things, you can take the dad man, the dad aura and everything that he is, because he's a from what it looked like, he's a wonderful father, wonderful husband, all those different things, but it seemed like he's a great teammate also. And you know, you don't, and one thing I like about him, he doesn't take himself too serious.
I do like
he's
that.
He's not afraid to make fun of himself or do
like
things and let people make fun of him.
He takes the job seriously. Yes. He doesn't take himself
yeah,
seriously,
which is great.
It's a good way to live. Maybe he's the NFC dad of the week too. You never know.
Why you said that?
I don't know. Oh, okay. You said he was a good dad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know what he did.
He could be,
man. Did he pack a lunch? Like, what are we doing?
Well, yeah, you gotta,
we do some math homework?
But the thing about it is you had a great performance. You got to build off of that. You got to get the more the comfortable and all those other things, because we're past the whole is it still his injury and all those different things. We're past it.
It's great.
We're past
it's so
it.
Great to be past
yeah, we're
that.
Past all that. Now it's all about stacking these wins. And then obviously you win this game, you're 3-0 in the division.
Yeah.
And that's the most important, because you're going to beat Carolina again.
Sure.
And so that, and then you just got to go to New Orleans and Tampa and get one.
Yep,
you do that, you do that. You're
then you're 4-2 in the division. You're in the playoffs likely. And 4-2 is great. 3 in a row. They didn't win 3 in a row one time in the 3 years under Arthur Smith.
Yep.
So a lot of things potentially at stake this Sunday that haven't been done in quite a while. 2 games over .500 would be phenomenal as well. All right, so a couple college football things to mention. Georgia specific, and then some other college football stuff as well. We said this yesterday, but we'll announce it again. Kirby says that Colby Young will be suspended indefinitely until his legal matter is resolved.
Right.
That seems like the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can say pretty unequivocally right now, pretty good source on this one. Put any Georgia fans at ease if you're out there wondering. And you got to be careful, man. Like, you got to stop listening to dumb sources
what
on the internet.
What happened?
Kirby's not going to the Jets.
Who said that?
People.
Oh, my God.
People. I don't know who, but people.
Somebody said Kirby was going to the Jets?
All I know is enough people said it to where, I don't know.
Oh, I've not heard this.
Oh, you didn't hear this?
No, I have not heard this.
Okay. It was circulating.
Oh.
And people were asking.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you on pretty good authority.
Yes.
That's dumb and not happening.
No, Kirby's not going. Kirby's not leaving the gym to go to the NFL.
But he's certainly not doing it right now.
No.
And he's certainly not doing it to go to the Jets.
Yes, I think of all places, he ain't going.
Because if that's something you saw yesterday, you know, because it's hard these days to determine what's a real source and what isn't.
Oh, I agree with that.
Now,
I agree with that.
I'm joking. No, it isn't. If the thing on Twitter says college football memes,
uh-huh.
They're lying to you.
Yes.
There's a joke account.
Oh, and that's what said it?
Probably.
Oh, okay. The Kirby's that they
just and, click the
you know,
account.
And the greatest thing is
click the
like,
account.
Tell me this: can you hear words?
Can I hear words?
Can you hear words? Because I love when people see something and then they'll come to me. Well, I heard. No, you didn't hear nothing. You saw it on Facebook or something
that.
Yeah, you know that I'm hearing.
Some guy you know who pretends to have a friend who's in the athletic department.
Yes.
put it on Facebook.
Yes.
And then you freaked out, which, understandable. Yes. I get it.
Because
if Kirby left Georgia,
you saw it.
Yeah, you didn't. Right, that's true. No one said that to you.
No one said that to you.
You read it.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, if that's something that had you losing a little bit of sleep last night in Dog Nation, sleep easy.
No.
Kirby's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't.
Certainly not there.
I've not seen that or heard that, but yeah.
Also sounds like they're probably not going to wear black jerseys.
Ah, thank God.
So those are two good things.
Thank God. I mean, you don't need to wear black jerseys to get everybody excited about it. Well, play better.
If you're Colorado and black is one of your colors, wear
black jerseys. Yeah,
that's
but
great.
If you're Georgia, no.
Don't wear them.
Go play better.
Wear the red ones.
Going. Play better.
Wear the white
Come up with a different song than Georgia in the third quarter. All right, we pay a homage to Rich Homie Quan. I'll be like, you know, do something different.
Something different.
A little bit something different, all right?
Yeah, there's no shortage of artists that you could choose from if you wanted to pick a hype song for the stadium to get people going.
And we're talking about Georgia, like Ray Charles, Georgia.
That's the one I'm talking
about. Like, how does that get any...
gets me going.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, maybe if they put Field Mob, Georgia. You know how... We on the grind, Georgia.
Yeah, at least the new,
time,
like the remix of it, the sample
of
it.
Yeah, do that one.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, do that one.
No.
And I love me some damn Ray Charles.
But sure, but there's a time and a place.
Yeah, it ain't at the damn third quarter of a damn game. We get Georgia all the time, Georgia. Yeah, now that part.
There's a beat to it.
Yeah, do
little
that
bass.
One. But Luda coming in that thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great song. God, they did a good job using that sample.
Awesome.
But yeah, they're not going to wear black jerseys. Kirby's not going to the Jets. Everything's fine.
Yes.
Win the game on Saturday and everything will be okay. As for the other stuff we kind of hinted at yesterday, maybe we'll spend some time on it at 12:20. We probably will get a little bit deeper into it. Because you had mentioned the Project Rudy thing yesterday.
Yeah.
It's kind of just another one of the new proposals for the future of college football.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
I don't know if that's the one they pick, but they're all kind of similar.
They're all insane. Yeah. Where
it's about 70 teams or so. Like, they're kicking some people out.
Like, you can't, you, what? Oh, yeah. You've been in the top 25 how many times? Oh, not in the last 10 years. Yeah, you can't go.
Right. Like, what's the qualifier?
Yeah, you can't go.
Because
exactly. What is the qualifier? Like,
I think it's easy to pick 50, right? But, like, the final 20, that's just like Survivor.
Yeah, like, oh
God, you know we just gave him an idea.
What?
College Football Survivor.
I mean, tell us why. Go and do these tasks.
Do that on Netflix? All they're doing is stuff on, like, while I get here this morning, Abe was watching the Netflix NBA thing with Anthony Edwards and all those guys.
Okay.
All they're doing is sports content on Netflix.
Yeah.
You gotta earn your way onto the island, the final 20 teams. Pick 30, only 20 get to stay.
I know my team's on this.
We're good. You're good. You're good. All our teams are good.
Yeah,
so
we're good over here.
I'd watch that. It'd be sad.
You will watch it. When's the last episode? Like, I haven't watched Survivor since.
I've never watched an episode
of Survivor. I watched
the
first three episodes real hard.
Okay.
I was real big. And my wife, Donna, is addicted to it.
I've never watched it, but I would
She's
watch.
Still addicted to it.
I would watch the Washington State Cougars make a case for why they belong in Project Rudy.
That would be so foul.
It would be sad.
That would be so foul.
But how is that different than what just happened?
There isn't.
It is not different.
It really isn't.
It really isn't different.
But the biggest thing is when you hear those two commissioners. When you hear the two commissioners, SEC, Big Ten,
they're up to something.
They're up to something.
Yeah, they're meeting today or yesterday.
Exactly. It was yesterday. Yeah. When those two dudes are meeting,
they're up to something.
It's always something you can be like.
I know what they're up to. Yeah. You know what they're
and
up
I
to.
Know what the, and if you're the Pac-12 commissioner, you're the Big 12 commissioner, or they just be like, damn, with these dudes.
Did you forget to send my invite?
You know what I mean? Like, we're. I'm a commissioner.
Maybe it went to my spam folder. Let me check. No, dang it.
When them two dudes drop to something, you're like, all
you
the
know what they're up to.
All the other conferences like.
How can we get more of the revenue share? How can we get auto bids into the playoff?
Damn. Y'all got the best two conferences. Leave us alone.
Yeah, man.
Leave us alone.
Beep.
We want more.
We want more? That's what we want. All right. An early edition of the Back Page with Bo coming up next, because at 12:40, it's going to be the Back Page with Zach Robinson. Except we're really just going to interview Zach Robinson about the Falcons offense. But the Back Page with Bo is going to come up next, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't you just want to tackle somebody right now?
Yes.
Oh, now I do.
Yes. Georgia. God, I love this damn song.
God, they did a good job with this.
God, I love this song. I'm old enough to remember when when you would record your voicemail.
Yeah.
And you, this was like for years. This was when you got my voicemail, and it would come in just like that for years. That's how much I love that damn song.
That's great.
Because I love Ludacris, but I'm the biggest Ray Charles fan.
Yeah.
I love me some Ray Charles.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that comes in like that. Yeah, that right there makes me want to sit back and you know, sit in the yard on the grass with no blanket with a smoke and just chill out.
Yeah. It's cheer. A good backyard relaxing yes. on a Saturday yes. song if nothing's going on.
Yes.
If you want to, get 90,000 people fired up
right.
to yell and maybe get some football players fired up to hit somebody, maybe use the one with the beat behind it.
Maybe.
And we were, this is something that's come up a little bit this week because Kirby said something about it on the weekend
right.
saying, we could do better. The fans weren't all that loud. Our atmosphere probably could be better. Our buddy Mark Owens has been saying this for years.
He has.
He goes to a lot of games. He is a veteran of in-stadium entertainment mm-hmm. and in-stadium hype.
Could Mark Owens be? He's awesome at the break. But isn't wouldn't you think baseball crowd different than college football crowd?
It is, but I feel like he would kind of know how to thread that needle.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Because I feel like the baseball, because he does a lot of the stuff. Just like living in Smyrna now and being out and about, that dude's the mayor of
yes.
Smyrna.
Yes,
like
Mark Owens runs.
He does. He does. So we saw him at Truist for years doing his thing, but then we'll go to the Christmas tree lighting. And who's emceeing that? Mark Owens. He's up there. And a couple years ago, Santa got delayed. I don't know what happened. Santa was running late from the North Pole. I don't know why. Whatever. Some traffic. It's Atlanta. So there's 500 people there. Most of them are kids. And Mark's got a delay for 20 minutes with a bunch of kids expecting Santa.
Right.
That's a hard task.
Yeah.
He did it. He nailed it. If you can keep 300 kids happy while waiting for Santa, who's running late.
Yeah.
Then you can fire up a college football crowd.
Get a damn Palm Pilot. Look at that.
Just come on, fly, get on a reindeer. You know what I mean? What are we doing waiting at red lights?
You know what I'm
get
saying?
On a reindeer.
Damn. You can't get no police escort?
I think he had a fight. Anyway, I don't know what happened. Anyway, Mark did a great job. That's the bottom line. Speaking of great jobs, shout out.
Yeah, man.
From the absolute top of the mountain to all the 92.9 The Game listeners. Who got us to our goal. We are already surpassed our $10,000
love it.
For our Helene assist. We're actually almost to $11,000, which is awesome because we got past $10,000 yesterday right as the show ended. And then people have still been donating, which is great. And I said, $10,000 was just a number we came up with.
Right.
It's like a nice round number. It doesn't really mean anything other than we're happy to have gotten to it. We can double it. We can triple it. Whatever folks are capable of doing, we can keep donating. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we're teaming up with Support Now for the Helene Assist to help those impacted by Hurricane Helene. Join us in supporting Haywood Schools Foundation by donating today. Head over to 929thegame.com. Give what you can, but again, in a week, because we pretty much started talking about it last week, right?
Yeah, man.
To raise $10,000 in a week for a tiny little school district in Western North Carolina.
It's freaking awesome.
Where a lot of kids in that district lost everything is incredible. It's also, look, obviously our thoughts and prayers are with people in Florida today
well.
Yes. If you've seen any footage or pictures or video of anything down there today, it's just crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody's seen Tropicana Field by now, right?
Yeah.
Just absolutely insane.
Yeah, man. And I was telling y'all, I have a cousin of mine, my cousin Greg. His family, that's Uncle Greg. My Uncle Greg, that's his son. They're from Tampa. And so he still lives down there. And I talked to him this morning. Everything is fine down there. And one of my brothers, Jermaine Phillips, Flip Mode, he's down there. I talked to him this morning. So everything's fine. But I think that, It was a damn hurricane, so it was bad.
Yeah.
But it was just, it wasn't catastrophic or anything like that.
Yeah.
I want to know, and I don't know if Bo got it. We'll talk about it. This dude on this boat that everybody keep talking about fighting through the storm, they call him Lieutenant Dan. And I just think that's the funniest thing ever
I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad he's okay. Not what I would have done.
Not what I would have done.
But you know what?
But I'm glad he's
each their own. Let's get to the back page with
Bo. Okay.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So it wasn't Lieutenant Dan that I had. I actually had the goofy weatherman, who I guess is a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
Okay.
He's the best that I can,
recollect. Yeah.
So, I'm sure you've seen videos of the roof being completely torn off the trop.
Yeah. You call it the trop?
The trop.
The trop.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Yeah. What the cool kids call it.
Oh, okay.
The trop.
Okay.
You going to call it that now?
No. Roof.
Come on, get on board.
I don't want to be cool.
Who's got time for Acana Field?
Yeah, I do.
Has time for
Tropicana.
And Field?
Yep, Tropicana Field.
Too much.
Yeah. Tampa ain't cool enough to have a damn
prop.
Oh,
I don't know. I like Tampa. Yeah. You don't like Tampa? The weather's really nice.
I can't mess with Tampa.
Technically, that's St. Pete.
I can't.
Oh, true.
Well, actually.
Hey, Abe's back with us today, by the way.
I didn't mean it that way.
I like the first thing Abe did today. It was 47 minutes into the show.
I was trying to allow Bo to say Tampa's cool with me still dumping on the area. I live there.
Yeah, whatever. Go ahead, Bo.
Welcome back, Abe.
All right, so here's a weather reporter who tries his very best to take a shot at the Falcons, but his execution just doesn't come off.
Mike, we definitely enjoyed the little halftime show that Mother Nature gave us inside Milton, but now we got the second half, and, you know, I got to remind everyone that you might still be in the eye right now. There's a lot more to go. I think back to, you know, the Atlanta Falcons' first half Super Bowl winner. We know what happened to the second half when the Patriots came back to life. So do not sleep on the second half of Milton, and we're definitely concerned now with this surge.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Maybe he should have looked in the mirror and read that one a few times.
Yeah, that
before
was
he tried.
Yeah.
Like, was horrible, tough.
Horrible execution of a joke.
That was anybody mad? Oh, I'm sure people were mad about it.
Lot of Falcons fans mad about that for sure.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Whatever.
Still
dude.
Catching strays.
I hope your ass gets blown over by one by a stiff wind. I hope that second half of the storm just only hits you. Whatever, man.
It's hard to tell jokes in that voice.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
everybody remembers the Falcons Super Bowl.
You don't remember it, dumbass.
Can you stumble all over yourself? Look, it's a clever joke. I get it.
Guess.
When he's talking about being calm.
What
now
is clever about that?
Because he's talking about the hurricane in the second half. Because there isn't, you know.
You just like 28-3 jokes.
I do.
That's
really
all that
do.
Is.
Because
you're
a
Saints
fan. But it's horrible execution of the joke.
It was a bad execution.
Much better. Hey, man.
One other comment on that?
Yeah, sure.
I think that we should stop sending reporters to hurricanes.
We've already had this conversation.
I know. Yeah. I'm just going to say it every time. Yeah. Just put a live cam out there. Everyone will get the point. Like, you don't have to have a man standing in the wind.
Do you get overtime for that?
I don't know.
No.
They may get hazard pay or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Per diem. You get a per diem. Yeah,
but it's also their job.
Yeah. Nothing's kinda open.
I'm getting a per diem.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would be just as served by the weatherman if he was in a studio just telling me about it.
Also,
from a
like,
live cam.
It is Florida. There's also just so much social media people doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Just take their videos.
Yeah, right. You don't even have to. Exactly. Exactly right.
Hey, congratulations again to Kirk Cousins. Not only was the NFC Offensive Player of the Year, the week, but he was the Nickelodeon MVP, the Nickelodeon Valuable Player, I guess.
Oh, cool.
And that prompted them to go out to Flowery Branch yesterday, where this happened.
You guys watch Nickelodeon like I did growing up?
Absolutely.
I watched, what was it called? Hey Arnold? Rugrats?
Kirk, congratulations on being Nickelodeon's MVP. Here's your trophy.
Oh, thank you.
Fair for take off.
Oh, my goodness!
The
slime. Oh, yes, sir. Yup. It's down the back. Oh, wow.
Man.
Many years of watching the slime show.
I will be at the Kids' Choice Awards right now.
That just happened. Same time.
They strapped the slime hat on Kirk Cousins, and his offensive lineman actually got to be the ones to pour the slime.
Do you know how bad I wanted to get slime when I was a kid?
So Abe has actually been slime.
I wanted to be on Double Dare so bad.
Man, so
that been fun.
So bad. And I remember Mama bought us a Double Dare game. They had the home game. There wasn't really no slime or nothing, but I wanted to be on Double Dare so bad.
So bad.
So bad.
I would have been. They had the pie thrower and all the games that you had to play. I wanted to be on Guts. And try to climb the aggro crag.
Yes.
I wanted to be on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
See, we had this conversation. And I still,
not struggle
I
to still, put the
I still
together.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's because we're just slightly not the same age.
Yeah.
You can tell exactly how old someone is based on the Nickelodeon shows that they watch.
Okay,
you're like 4 years, 3 years, four years older than me, right?
Right.
So like you were just a little bit old for those shows.
Yeah.
Like, I overlapped you with Double Dare.
Right.
But then they upgraded it to something else.
It got
Global
weird.
Double Dare or something like
that.
Yeah, it got weird.
I always wanted to be on Double Dare.
But then, like, you can tell Kirk Cousins is even younger than both of us because he was watching Hey Arnold, which I was too old for Hey Arnold.
Yeah, there wasn't no Hey Arnold.
Yeah, and then, like, you get people even younger talking about SpongeBob or whatever. Even much younger.
Yeah.
And then people start talking about stuff that I've never even heard of. And I'm like, well, you must be a child still because I don't know what that show is.
Speaking of slimy, there was some baseball played yesterday. Tigers beat the Guards. They're up 2-1. Yankees beat the Orioles. They are up 2-1. Dodgers beat the Dads. They are tied 2-2. And the Phillies got sent packing by the grimy Mets. Here's Nick Castellanos.
It's not how you start. It's how you finish. And we started fantastic.
Ooh-hoo.
You know, we were the best team in baseball in the first half, and everybody in baseball and all the fans and everybody are saying, this is our year, this is our year, this is our year.
I don't know
if expectations put added pressure. I don't know. I can speculate, but one thing I know is that we didn't cross the finish line.
So y'all remember when Snit last year was talking about how they had the time off, won the division, got kicked out of the playoffs in the first round by the Phillies, just like the Phillies just got done by the Mets?
Yeah.
Everybody gave him a hard time about it, including the Philadelphia Phillies themselves. Well, here's to you, slimy Phillies, your slimy green mascot.
The only thing that sucks, though, is the Mets are the ones that did it.
Correct.
And
I was actually rooting for the Phillies over the Mets in that series. We like Bryce here.
Like, which one do you hate most?
The Mets.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right. So that, I mean,
I hate them all.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
So it's hard to be like, good, the Phillies lost, but the Mets beat them.
Somebody asked me, I said, I'm rooting for the umpires. I'm rooting somehow that nobody gets to win. That's what I care about.
Yeah, I mean, between the remaining options, like, I like the Padres. I hope the Padres, I don't like the Dodgers that much. I hope they beat them. And then if the Padres beat the Mets, that's great. Then the Padres come out of the National League. I don't know, in the American League, I don't really, I mean, I want the Yankees to win, obviously.
Royals, Tigers. You know,
yeah, like, I don't have anything against either one of those. Kansas, I had a good time in Kansas City when I went.
Right.
Pretty cool place.
Yeah, man.
It's all right.
But yeah, I mean, that's what I was like. Oh, the Phillies lost. Well, so did we.
Yeah.
I went on two vacations.
Yes.
I think it was.
But misery loves company.
I think it was Derek Jeter last night had a very good point about this very first, like, the division series. Find a way to make this a 7-game series. Then you got no excuses. A 5-game series and a 7-game series are played completely different.
Totally.
And with the 7 games, like, you have no excuses of a 5-day off layover or whatever.
Or a 3-game series, too. I know that I get it.
Well, we like that better than a 1-game.
Better than a 1-game.
Yeah, that's garbage. Or just eliminate all these wild cards.
Do 5 for that.
And start with 7. Eliminate the whole first wild card round.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go back to 4 teams.
I don't know what the best way to do it is. I just want the Braves to win.
I
miss the Braves being in meaningful
next,
like,
year,
late October postseason games, because it's really, really fun.
So this Lieutenant Dan, they said he got this GoFundMe, dog. This dude, yeah, he probably couldn't evacuate.
Did he not have legs like Lieutenant Dan?
I don't know. That would make it hard to evacuate. I just keep seeing videos of his face.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, he's like, he got $40,000 from GoFundMe for surviving.
That's way more than we got.
People concerned about him staying on the boat during the storm. I just smoked half a joint. I'm high right now. Great job, dude.
So if Dean got high on a boat, would people donate more money to our Helene thing?
Probably. Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'll do it.
Somebody's reached out on Twitter to me. Jimmy Dean wants me to ask Abe what his slime take is. Abe's been slime before, and I guess last night on his show, he had a whole take on slime. Can we get to that at some point?
Yeah, I was surprised how warm it was.
I didn't think that the take was going to be worth it, but I was wrong.
That's fantastic.
Abe was surprised how warm it was. We'll come back. We're going to go to break now. I'm just trying to compose myself. NFL No Huddle to start the noon hour coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.